From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, one day it's $30 a share, the next it's $2, then it's $10. How do you explain the value of Bear Stearns stock?
First, though, Senator Barack Obama is the latest presidential candidate to share his thoughts on what's gone wrong with the economy and what should be done to fix it.
Under Republican and Democratic administrations, we failed to guard against practices that all too often rewarded financial manipulation instead of productivity and sound business practices. We let the special interests put their thumbs on the economic scales.
And joining me now to talk about the Obama speech is Eamon Javers of Politico.com. Okay, so Obama is the third candidate to weigh in this week. Senator Hillary Clinton began the week on Monday, and she's also addressing the issue today. Any significant differences in what she and Senator Obama are proposing?
Well, the key difference between Clinton and Obama here is that Clinton is proposing $30 billion to fix the housing market, and Obama so far has just talked about $10 billion to fix the housing market. But you can expect that Obama and Clinton will be relatively similar in their approach to things, and they're both going to point out their differences with John McCain, who had a very different approach in his remarks when he talked about not bailing out homeowners who made disastrous investments. You have to let people make their own mistakes and suffer the consequences is sort of McCain's attitude.
Right. And what has been the reaction to all three from Wall Street?
Well, I mean, so far, Wall Street looks at these things as sort of political remarks that you can't quite extrapolate from what these folks would actually do as president, you know, a year from now. And none of these people are the president of the United States right now, and so none of them have influence to actually affect the things that are going on now. So Wall Street is far more interested in what Treasury Secretary Paulson says about regulations and the economy than any of these political candidates right now.
I see. And a year ago, Senator Obama, he sent a letter asking Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and Secretary Paulson to act on what he warned as a coming wave of foreclosures. So does he have any legitimate claim to having been the first one out on this issue?
Sure. I mean, Obama has, you know, definitely been talking about this for a while. The question is, what are you going to do to fix it? And in Obama's plan, he talks a lot about helping those homeowners who have been victims of fraud in the subprime mortgage market. Anybody who's ever bought a house knows how long you have to sit there signing page after page of stuff that a lot of people just don't read or don't quite understand. You know, where does the fraud come in there and taking advantage of people who don't understand what they're signing on to? And that's going to be a very tricky question when they get actually down to the details of implementing a proposal like that, because you run the risk of what economists call a moral hazard, which is bailing out people who've made bad decisions just encourages in markets people to continue to make bad decisions going forward. So that's something economists worry about, you know, all the time.
Well, I thought it was interesting that he did have some very harsh words for Wall Street, basically saying that, you know, some people have acted unethically down in the boardrooms. And this was a speech given just a mile or so away from Wall Street.
Right. And Obama sort of adopted that as his signature calling card, is going to, into people's home turf and telling them what they're doing wrong. And he did it back in September when he first went to the NASDAQ and gave his first big economic address there, where he talked about companies not taking enough responsibility for what they were doing. He's clearly not afraid of telling people what he thinks about them when he goes into their home turf.
Eamon Javers of Politico.com, thank you.
Thanks so much.